open your Bible to Matthew chapter 24. This morning's title is Be Ready, Be Wise, Be Watchful. In my opinion, rapture survey done among the Protestant pastors last year, 2016, showed a very pathetic result. Here's the result of that. 36% of mainline Protestant pastors, that means the Baptist, Presbyterians, Methodists, and Lutheran, those denominations. Those pastors, 36% have said that rapture is not literal. It's not literal. Among those pastors, the pastor who hold this view included 60% of Lutheran. They don't believe the actual rapture is real. 48% of Methodists don't believe that rapture is real. And 49% of Presbyterian Reformed pastors don't believe that rapture is real. 6% of Baptists and 1% of Pentecostal pastors hold that view as well. It's a scary, isn't it? In other words, these pastors claim to be the followers of Jesus Christ, but they do not believe what it clearly says about the rapture in the Word of God. Whether these pastors believe or not, rapture will happen. Let me say one more time. Whether these pastors believe or not, it does not depend on them. It depends on God's timing, and it will happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if these pastors would be left behind. Since they don't believe the Word of God, that means I can kind of guess that they are not the true followers of Jesus Christ. Before we go into the study of the second portion of chapter 24, in Matthew, we must understand the meaning of the rapture. So keep your finger in chapter 24 of Matthew, turn to right, and go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, right before, of course, 2 Thessalonians, right? Yes, I am Captain Obvious. And let's pray. Father, we are anxiously waiting for that trump call. The loud and clear sound of a wake-up call from God the Father, who knows this time, this date, no one knows. But let our heart be ready. Let us be wise. Let us be watchful by obeying your word. Because you are our good, good Father, as we sing. While we're still your enemy, you saw us, our pitiful destiny of eternity. And you changed the course of our destiny through your Son, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, that we may have eternal life in you, in heaven. Why do we deserve your love, abundant love? Through your mercy and grace, we are who we are, sons and daughters of God Almighty. Father, we are asking the Holy Spirit to open our heart to receive what you bestow for us in your word. And we are asking your anointing upon the one who speaks and forgive his sins that are many. Father, we are asking you to speak to us through the Holy Spirit and anoint our heart. And most of all, anoint our heart to obey you, be with you, walk with you. And we pray for President Trump and all the leaders in this country, Father, they may turn their heart to you and come to know Christ and do what is right in your sight to honor you. And we pray for our troops around the world, especially the one in the harm's way. Father, we ask you to protect them, keep them safe. You willing, you bring them back to their families and friends. And we also pray for law enforcement personnel and firefighters. We found out that there are more police officers that got killed. in Indiana. Father, we are asking you to speak to the family members and the friends, and you minister to them and give them peace that passes all men's understanding. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Verse 16 of chapter 4 in 1 Thessalonians. For the Lord himself, that is Jesus Christ, you might want to jot down there, and will descend from heaven with a shout. I don't know what kinds of shout he would do. If he has a cowboy style, it would be hee-haw, right? With the voice of an archangel, and with, what does it say? Trumpet of who? Who? Note that circle, it's a point of arrow on it. It is very important. Trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be, next two words. Words, what are they? Caught up, okay? Caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with this word. Stop there, please. Third word that translates caught up, and I ask you to note that, in Greek is hapazo. Hapazo. It means to be taken away by force. It's a usually military term related to the taking of hostages. The Latin Bible, known as the Vulgate, translates hapazo to rapturo, where we get the English word rapture. Jesus will return to rapture his church, that's the born-again Christian believers, from the beginning. Then you may wonder, what about the people from the Old Testament? Remember, Jesus died on the cross and he was buried in the tomb. In the meanwhile, his spirit, according to Apostle Paul, went to the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights and preached the gospel to the captives who were on the good side and set the captive free. And those Old Testament saints will go up. Their spirit will go to heaven. And that is the promise of God. Can you say with me, a promise of God? Rapture is a promise of God. It's not a suggestion. It's not I hope that it will happen. It is a promise. It shall happen. Are you with me on that? Don't let anyone tell you. Don't let anyone tell you rapture already happened. Don't let anyone tell you it ain't gonna happen. Bible says whether you believe or not, that's the end of it. As we studied last Sunday, this is not the same thing as the second coming of Jesus Christ. I made a chart and I showed it to you. By the end of the tribulation. Second coming of Christ is to judge the unbelieving world, but rapture is to take away the believers into heaven before God unleashed his all holy wrath upon the unbelieving world on the earth. I ask you to underline and mark the trumpet of God. Some people are confused. They are confused between this and the seven trumpet judgment in the book of Revelation. First, they are not the same one. These two are not the same. This is the single trumpet call that is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It's a single trumpet call, not seven. And seven trumpet calls were made by who? Angels, exactly. And not by God himself. It is like God's wake-up call for the physical bodies of his dead followers. Their spirits are already in heaven. They just need the physical body to be resurrected from who knows where, right? It can be thousands of years old, like a King David's body. Or Enoch was not dead, so nobody can look for his body. But Abraham, much older than King David, his body will come together. And people will say, how is that possible? Really, do you have to ask that question to God? How is that possible? What does the Bible say? Nothing is impossible to God. Amen? So that is not a problem. So when is this going to happen? Now we go to chapter 24, verse 32 in Matthew, please. First, the time is near, verse 32. Now, learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch already become tender and put forth the leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the door. Assuredly, I say to you, note the next article, this. Underline word that this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Verse 35, our memory verse. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Does it mean that this Bible, the Word of God, will never change? Am I correct? It will never change. So anyone who tried to come up with a word, that's good, but we need to have another book. Like a Mormon's Latter-day Saints, so they come up with their own Mormon Bible, or Jehovah's Witness, or all the other cults coming up with their own book, do not believe. This book is enough. You understand? The fig tree is the symbol of Israel. Nationally, historically, scripturally. On May 14, 1984, the fig tree, Israel, blossomed once again when the land of Israel was returned to the Jews. Until then, they could not come up with ideas. So thus, replacement theology came up because they cannot come up with the result of the Israel coming back to the country. Jesus said the generation that sees this event will take place will not pass away. Guess who that generation is? How many of you guys were born before 1948? How many of you guys know Israel became a nation again? How many of you guys know? All of us do, right? We know the nation Israel exists. Before 1948, no one could tell. The whole nation was dispersed all over the world, and there was not a nation, Israel. The Greek word, the article test that I asked you to note is hutas. Though the English translator or the Bible used the word this, because that's the first definition you can find in the Greek word. But the original Greek word definition also contains the word death. Not just this, also death. In other words, we shouldn't think that Jesus was talking to his disciples' generation. His first disciples. Are you with me on that? We, as a Western mind, we think this means this, right? This pulpit. In what Eastern mind, when they said this, it's like a this. It can be any one of it. They are not particular about one thing. As I was growing up in Korea, there was no such a thing as article in our language. That if you notice, I miss out a lot of the or are. I still have a problem. I'm better than before. I still have a problem because we did not have it. And it was not necessary for us to communicate to other people with the article. And it was not necessary to put the singular or plural. We just say kid. Can be multiple kid, can be a single kid. It didn't matter. In the conversation, the other person get it in context. Are you with me? Same thing in the Hebrew words. This is in Hebrew and the Greek word that translate. This is not necessarily this particular thing, but in general. The heaven and earth declare the glory of God with the majesty and beauty of the nature. The nature is not inspired by the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, it will be destroyed by the fire of God after great tribulation. 2 Peter 3:10. And he will create a new heaven and earth for his followers. Revelation 21:1. But his word will remain unchanged. So what I'm saying is you have unchanging the word of God on your lap. You with me on that? I gave you the Bible verses. I'm expecting you to go home, look it up. You never know, I might lie to you, right? Alright, verse 36. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angel of heaven, but my Father only. Did you get that? Let me read one more time. But the day and hour no one knows, not even the angel of heaven, but my Father's only. But the day of the Noah war, but the days of Noah were, so also will coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Until that day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Stop there again. Jesus told us that his word is a final and there cannot be anyone who can reverse his word. However, we find many people coming up with unbiblical comment and books about rapture. Jesus said no one knows the date of the hour and the hour, correct? In Greek, no one knows the date or the hour. And in Southern Sweden language, and no one knows the hour and the date. In Korean, no one knows the date and the hour. I don't know which part of no one knows, they don't get it. Is that clear enough for you? No one knows. But they're like this, parenthesis, except me. Really. Like Harold Camping, the guy who, the owner of the family life, not the same family life here. And he was adamant about the rapture date. It come and go. And he said, oh, it was a miscalculation. He set another day come and go. He made himself fool. And not only that, he made a Christianity mockery in the eyes of the unbelievers. Whenever they come up with this kind of silly things and books, guess what the people do? Hook goes down, hook, line, and stop believing that kind of unbiblical things. Among the many controversial Christian doctrines, we find that rapture is the one of the top-ranking hot topic. Many who are much smarter than me, have more Bible knowledge than me, strongly believe that rapture would happen during the tribulation. It's known as mid-tribulation or mid-trib. And there are another camp of theologians, again, smarter than me, and also know a lot of things about the Bible. They said that rapture will happen after the tribulation. They are known as a post-trib or post-tribulation. But the majority of the Bible scholars, whom I admire and respect and interpret the Bible, rapture will happen before the Great Tribulation, which is known as a pre-trib. That is what I believe because that's what the Bible says. Did you notice how Jesus is using the example of Noah? What did happen in the Noah situation? Before the flood that demolished entire humankind, what did God do? He rescued Noah's family first. Did he not? Or did he put them with them, let them swim in the great flood? No, he rescued them first. Is it important enough for us to make a big deal out of it? Yes, it is. Because if you don't get this thing right, your eschatology, which is end time prophecy, will completely go out of whack. There are three things that signify the days of Noah that Jesus talked about. Number one, that in the days of Noah, people were more concerned about physical gratification than spiritual depth. We can make a parallel between the days of Noah and current situation. This applies more to the younger generations. When I say younger generation, is any age group 45 or less, since I'm way up there. Younger generation tend to gratify their physical things more than what's ahead, what's in their spiritual realm. Of course, there's a good portion of the exceptions. They're more concerned about the latest fashion than their eternal salvation. It is a dangerous thing to get so absorbed in the pursuit of life that we forget Jesus' coming rapture. Second thing, in the days of Noah, there are abundant abnormal sexual practice according to Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. You guys know the guy named man named Bruce Jenner, right? Now he pretend to be woman. And it is a big deal nowadays, transgender. They can do whatever they wanted to do on their body. Their chromosomes still remain as a male. Their DNA still remain as male. Sex has become one of the most discussed subjects of modern times. You know, the Victorian period, when Queen Victoria became the queen, of course, that's the time, early 19th century. During that time, they pretended sex did not exist. I don't know how they had the children, but they pretended it did not exist. But modern day people pretended nothing else exists other than sex. If you think I'm joking, watch TV on one night. From the TV commercial to any prime time program in the late night program, all they talk about is what? Sex. It'll only get worse, folks. There is no shame. They don't even blush anymore. Guess what? Even in the church, they don't think it's a big deal. It is a big deal. Thirdly, in the days of Noah, violence filled the earth according to Genesis 6:11. It took 120 years for Noah to build an ark. And God was using that time to allow the people to repent from their sins, but no one did. It's not only the murder by the stranger, but now family kill each other and the babies. Let me put it this way. We kill, American society allow the millions of unborn children to be killed in mother's womb. And they, you know, the liberal people and the Democratic Party people say gun violence, it has the highest killing ratio. Well, number one, it's not. It's more the drunk driving is killing more people than the gun violence, because their statistics of gun violence is including suicide by gun. If you take all of that out, gun violence is not that high. And the majority of gun violence, I'm not a racist, but hear me well, majority of gun violence is done by black people, by two black people. But somehow, they point a finger at the white people. I'm not a white, so don't think that I'm an advocate of the white people. I'm married to one, but I'm not. Think about this. We teach our young people it's okay to kill unborn babies in mother's womb, and we expect them to have a sanctity of life in their head, they won't. And what they learn during the video game, while they're playing video game, they're killing others. And do you know why the TV series Dead Man Walking? Is that what it is? I forgot the exact name. It's about zombie. I don't know much about it. It's the same thing. Zombie movies. Do you know why they are so popular? They don't have to feel guilty about killing a man as long as it's a zombie who is not practical. In their mind, it's not a human. And some of you are thinking, oh, zombie is made by Hollywood. Yes and no. Yes, it is generated by Hollywood. But practically, it will happen during the Great Tribulation time. And you may say, where did you come up with that idea? Nuclear radiation? When people are exposed to too much radiation, do you think their face will be the same as now? And their mind will not be the same. They are literally dead men walking. All right. Here's the third point. Left behind, chapter 24, verse 60. Is the Bible practical for you? Huh? Says everything. Verse 40. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. And two women will be grinding at the mill and one will be taken and the other left. Can you imagine the chaos on the earth? Especially those who thought they were Christian and heard about the rapture. Like those young people who got on his knee. And they were left behind because they did not receive Jesus into their heart as a Savior and Lord. There will be car crashes and plane crashes because of missing drivers and pilots. And all of a sudden, people are dying left and right. There will be much cries, sorrows, panics because they will realize that they missed the rapture. And they still can go to heaven if they repent and live in faith with a willingness to be killed in the name of Jesus during the Great Tribulation time. But if not, they will end up receiving the mark of the beast during the Great Tribulation and they will become the enemy of God like Satan. You follow me? Fourth thing, verse 42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, but if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he wouldn't have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Jesus used the Noah to warn that man will not know the day. And he used the picture of a burglar to warn that they will not know the hour. From verse 32 to verse 44, what we just read, Lord Jesus repeated the same word, do not know, do not know, do not know for three times. When God repeats, and God says one time, that's important, right? Well, when He repeats three times, do you think it is important for us to get it? We don't know the hour, we don't know the date, but still people coming up with this dumb, stupid idea. And like the Korean preacher named Cho Yong-gi, and he said, I was sleeping in my dream, Jesus showed up. He is head to toe in green. I thought, what is it? The green giant pea? He had a bad kimchi. That's what the problem is. As I mentioned before, it is God's intention that every church age is convinced that they are the last generation. Until now. But we might be another generation who will pass. But now we have a firm that reason. Israel is back in country. I also believe that God's divine design is for the church to live in constant expectancy of the Lord's return. While we wait for His trumpet call, we need to pray, we need to watch spiritually. Don't sell your property, don't sell your house, and wear the white robes, go sit on the top of the hill and thinking that, well, Jesus is going to come now and eating the bird seed. It's not going to happen like that. Get on your business. Be watchful. Be wise. We need to pray. We need to watch spiritually. And there's no time for us to backslide. This is not a good time for us to sin. We don't want to get caught in our sins when He called us, do we? Alright, verse 45. So what are we supposed to do while we wait for Him? Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his master, and when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant say in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, verse 49, and begin to beat his fellow servant and to eat and drink with a drunkard, the master of that servant will come on the day when he is not looking for him at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two, appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you know what is the most dangerous lie to people? Yes. It's not saying that there is no God. Somehow people know that there is God. They try to come up with their own idea of God. And you cannot say to the people there is no hell. Somehow they know God made that in our heart. But there is one lie that is very, very effective. Do it tomorrow. Do it. People fall for it. It's not a small thing to say Jesus is not coming today or several years from now. We need to be what? Ready. Say with me. We need to be ready for His imminent return of Jesus Christ. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, please. Keep your finger there and go. No, yeah, you can just turn. We are done. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6. Right before 1 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 6. And you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restraint will do so until, note that word, until he is taken out of the way. Until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, and whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. I do not believe that the Antichrist can take over the power and authority of the earth while church is still here. I believe the Holy Spirit within the church is the restraining force that is holding back the power of darkness from the completely engulfing and overwhelming the world right now. But the moment the church is removed, rapture happens, there will be nothing to hinder or hold back the power of darkness from the taking total control. This is the reason why I'm not looking for the identity of the Antichrist. Some really spend time passionately looking for the, is he from Israel? Is he from Europe? Is he from Greece? Who cares? If you have that much time, if you have that much passion, guess what? You need to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to spend time in the Word of God so that you may obey His command. Amen? Many believers were taught wrong that Holy Spirit will be taken out of the earth when the rapture happens. I was that way. I was one of them when I was a baby Christian. That concept is incorrect. The reason is that no one else can bring anyone to Jesus Christ without Holy Spirit. Besides, Holy Spirit is omnipresent God Himself. Are you with me on that? He is here with the church, and after church is gone, He will bring those left behind people to Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, they cannot come to Christ. He will be here to bring them to Christ. What He's doing? He's just saying, okay, have it your way, Satan. For 7 years, there will be much perversion. There will be much violence. Depends on how you live for Christ. Your heart will be encouraged when you hear the trumpet call of God for rapture. If you don't live for Him, your heart will turn to shame for His coming. Three applications. But I believe that God wants every church age to believe this is the last, as I mentioned. And believing this has a threefold effect. Number one, it gives us urgency for the work that we are doing to get the gospel out. The people around you and me are living and dying without Jesus. They are on the way to hell. Did you get that? Unbelievers are on the way to hell. We need to tell them there's a way of escape. Second application. It gives us a correct perspective of material things. Some people hold their material things and hold on to their things. To them, their material thing is the most important thing. Whatever they have in an IRA, whatever they have in a stock portfolio, whatever the car they purchased. Think this. All of that will be burned. Okay? Did you hear about that? The guy just purchased a Ferrari in England. And he went out for a drive. I'm sure he was just looking around. Okay, I have $250,000 Ferrari until he crashed into the ditch. Real, true story. Within an hour from he got the key, drove, and crashed $250,000. Guess what happened? Whole thing was burned up. Total. Right off. Not right off. Damage. And when I saw that, I hope he had the good insurance for that. We are here for the glory of God. We are not here for the things that you like. Your motorcycle, your favorite fishing rod, your favorite homes, ladies, your homes, your precious things, your jewelry, your guns. It's only things. You don't go to heaven with that. Third application. It maintains a purity in our lives. Let's keep short account with our God. If you do something wrong, stop right that moment. Ask God to forgive you. Would you repeat this three phrase? Let's be ready. Let's be wise. Let's be watchful. Again, let's be ready. Let's be wise. Let's be watchful. Amen.